all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the power. We give you all the honor. Habarata balantuzo barate de de de. Rika bababu shanta meke telegene na tazaparuta shada da 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 da. Oh shada re te 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 te. Zerita bababu zanda mokoto salibehende lete perene hanta balada manta. Lekwa bashaba lebehento zoparada bahanda manta pele de be. Lekwa bayata pere de behende jatara babu saya. We give you praise, oh Jehovah, you're worthy of honor. You are worthy of worship. You are worthy of adoration. You are worthy of all the glory, of all the power. It all belongs to you, Jesus. It all belongs to you, Lord. You are worthy. 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 Your name be lifted on high. Your name be exalted above all other names. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you, we worship you, we praise you, we worship you. We give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, we give you all the majesty, we give you all the power, we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor. There is none like thee, Jesus. You are worthy of our praises, you are worthy of our honor, you are worthy of our affliction, you are worthy of everything, oh Jesus. We worship. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Ebenezer Adonai, we worship you, hallelujah. You are exalted on your throne. You are exalted above every other gods. You are exalted above every other being. You are exalted, hallelujah. Habajanda mantu zalabine. Erada babu zaria tatata panda manta zaniatora. Ripa bababu janda meketelege. Ye kababu jata baladine konto zobarantana mine kelegenanta ababu shala bikende lekwa kadabanda mekete pele de ganda la katabaladanda lekwa bayata balekoto shata balana kanda balatete lekwa bayata belekete pele de balatai ye kwabana mahanda la bikete le bahanda la bakolo bojanda lekwa bayata beleke Palagide Kondala Babushaya, Yeke Baranda Mekoto Salagede Belete Paladigeno, Agana Mahanda Bilete Shete Balada Bahanda Labarite, Agalagananta Zabuluto Paradicate Belete Sebirena, Abarata Bazonto Mate Pelegede Beleta Tai, Yequabayata Birede Zende Rebo Kurobo Zanda, E Paradande Zeca Tokologo Dada Pai, Ye Paradene Sheparanantu Zopara Baba Bushaya, Ye Pokota Pelegede Beletta Paradiketolodo Bozaya, Ye Paradikende Leporodo Bozanda. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Alabosatai. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We worship you. We praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Adonai, 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 Adonai.
Jesus of Nazareth, I want to greet you all wherever you are in the name of Jesus. I welcome you all to RTD Church International. Hallelujah. Greetings to all of you. Hallelujah. How many are happy to be in the house of the Lord? Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. What a good day that the Lord has given unto us. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Today I want to talk about one important topic that we need to understand. Praise be to Jesus. Is how to approach His throne. Hallelujah. How to approach the throne of God. How to access God. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, God is there. Hallelujah. And we need to know how to access His glory. Hallelujah. We need to know how to access His dwelling place. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. It's just the same way when you enter into the house of somebody. You don't just enter, you have to knock the door. Praise be to Jesus. Do you know heaven is heavily guarded? Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Heaven is heavily guarded. Glory be to Jesus. And the devil cannot mess there. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Because the heaven has a gate. Praise be to God. So you to enter into heaven, glory be to Jesus, you have to enter in through the gate. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. There is a gate that when it is open, you are given permission to enter heaven. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I know some people may be wondering, like, how can you enter heaven? You are here on earth. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You can enter heaven in the spirit. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, Paul was praying in 3-day fasting, and the Bible says he saw the mind of God. He saw what God has intended in his mind, in his heart to do. And he saw that the Lord was calling this man by name Ananias to come and pray for him so that he may receive his sight. He penetrated. Hallelujah. The Bible, Paul, the same Paul talks about the same, talks about a man that was found in the third heaven. Praise be to Jesus. And they were asking, how did this guy make it in this place? Hallelujah. And they begin to wonder whether the guy entered in body or in spirit. So in other words, heaven is accessible. Praise be to Jesus. Even while you are here on earth, you are permitted to access the throne of God. As the Bible says, say, come boldly to the throne of God. Hallelujah. Come with confidence that you may obtain mercy and grace in time of need. But we need to understand that the throne of God is not a physical building. The throne of God is not a physical altar. The throne of God is not on earth. The throne of God is in heaven. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So you have to strive to enter His glory. You have to strive to enter to the place that the throne is. Praise be to Jesus. The Bible says when Jesus died, He entered heaven. Praise be to God. And He approached the throne and He offered His blood upon the throne. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. John talks about the lamp before the throne of God, and the lamp appeared to have been slain, and that was the Christ Jesus of Nazareth. He shed His blood upon the throne, and the blood of Jesus is still there speaking before the throne. The blood of Jesus is still there speaking redemption before the throne, but it is not here on earth, it is in heaven. Praise be to Jesus. And if we don't know how to access the throne, we will be wasting our time. You can pray a lot and nothing happens because you haven't accessed the throne. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. In the Old Testament, there was the outer court. Hallelujah. There was the inner court. There was the holy place. And there was the holy of holies. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, the sacrifices were beginning from the outside. At the outer court is the place where people could bring their offering. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus. Then you move from one level. Then you enter into another level, and the inner court is the place where now the priest will wash up their hands on the basin. Praise be to Jesus. As they were washing their hands there, they could see themselves in a mirror. Hallelujah. In other words, there is a measure of the word of God that brings you in the presence of God. Praise be to Jesus. After that, again, they had to move to the holy place or the holy of holies. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. There were stages of approaching the throne. And the Bible said that when Jesus died at Calvary, the Bible said the curtain torn into two. Praise be to Jesus. In other words, the way to the access to the glory of God, to the access to the dwelling place of God, to the access to the throne of mercy, to the access to the throne of justice, to the access to the throne of righteousness, to the access to the throne of judgment is now paved. The Lord has paved a way that you don't need to wait on your pastor to enter the glory of His throne. You don't need to wait for anybody. Hallelujah. You can access it. You can access it. Praise be to God. But you need to know how you, as a child of God, you can reach to that place where His presence is tangible. You can reach to that place. You can reach to that place. When you reach, sicknesses will flee, pain will flee, depression will flee, demons will cry out. Praise be to God, because you have entered into the holy place and the holy of holies. The devil has no say there, because the presence and the glory of God is imminent. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of Psalms. Thank you, Jesus. The book of Psalms, chapter 100, verse 4. Psalms chapter 100 verse 4. The Bible says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generation. Praise be to Jesus. As I said, there is a gate. Hallelujah. You know, when you approach somebody's home, number one thing that probably you will meet is a gate. So heaven is guarded. Praise be to God. And for you to enter into heaven, you have to pass through the gate. And if the gate is not open to you, you can make as much noise outside there, but no attention will be given unto you. But the moment the gates are open, God can hear you. The moment the gates are open, the power of God is imminent. Praise be to Jesus. Because when the gate is open, it means heaven is ready to hear you. Heaven is ready to hearken to you. Heaven is ready to respond to you. Praise be to Jesus. So the psalmist says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Praise be to Jesus. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Even at the beginning of the service, we need to thank God. There are people that when they approach God, the first thing they begin with is complain. The first thing they begin with, Lord, I didn't eat yesterday. The first thing they begin with is complaints and complaints and complaints and complaints. Hallelujah. The moment you enter his gate with complaint, it will be shut. Praise be to God. The moment you enter his gates with a heart that is not grateful, the gates will be automatically shut against you. Because you have to come before the Lord with the right attitude. Praise be to Jesus. Do you know there are people that come to the church as if somebody forced them to come to the church. Hallelujah. Somebody is forcing them to praise God. Somebody is forcing them to open their mouth that they may praise the living God. Hallelujah. You think that you are here because somebody forced you to be here. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. When you enter in with that kind of attitude in the presence of the living God, the gates will not be open to you, because the first key to open the gate is thanksgiving. Abaluta Shatai. Do know it takes humility to thank God for the things he has done, even when there are still more things that you expect God to do for you. But it will take humility to thank God even when you are sick. It will take humility to thank God even when you are not doing well. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You can tell, Lord, I am grateful for the life that you have given me. I am grateful for the eyes that you have given me. I am grateful because I am alive today. There are people that didn't make it today, but because of your grace and mercy, you have enabled me to see a new day. Because of your kindness, because of your favor, I still have my job. Mighty Father, I want to be grateful to you, Lord. You have brought me this far. Hallelujah. I am grateful. Hajada Balantazi. I am grateful because I am now 25. I am now 26. I am now 24. There are people that died while they were 16 years old. But Father, by your grace and by your mercy, you have brought me this far. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you know when somebody begins to thank God, the atmosphere begins to change automatically? Do you know, number one thing that God doesn't like is complaint. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You remember when the Lord delivered the children of Israel from Egypt. Hallelujah. And when they went into the wilderness, and every time they had a problem, they began to murmur. Mama, 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 mama. Complain in the morning, complain in the evening, complain in the midday. They complain, 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 that all the Lord could hear is complaining. They were not thanking God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you because you have delivered us. We have delivered us from the land of slavery. We have been in slavery for a period of 430 years. But the Lord, by your mighty hand, you have delivered us. Lord, by your mighty hand, you have given us silver and gold. Lord, by your mighty hand, you have given us an opportunity to start a life. You have given us an opportunity for a new beginning. By your mighty hand, by your mercy, Lord, you have remembered us. Praise be to Jesus. Instead of thanking thanking God for what he has done. They complained about God of what he has not done. Praise be to Jesus. Our attitudes needs to change and begin to thank him for what he has done. Because if you haven't seen what he has done, you won't be able to see what he is yet to do. Because what he has done in your life is a platform of faith. Praise be to Jesus. And that's why you need to go back into your life and see the things that God has helped you to overcome. And then those begin to be the bearers of your faith, begins to be the landmarks of your faith. And you begin to talk to yourself that the same God that helped me to defeat the bears and the lions in the wilderness is the same God that will make you to conquer the Goliath of my time. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. If you don't have a testimony of the little things that God has done for you, I am telling you, even with the great things, you won't be able to expect him. Praise be to Jesus. Sometimes God takes us in stages and he wants us to be grateful for what he has already done. Our faith continue to grow so that we continue to grow in his perfect will. But if we complain, yet he delivered us from the land of slavery. He delivered us from a place where we were controlled by witches and warlords. He delivered us from bloodshed. He delivered us from sorrow. He delivered us from depression. Some of us, the Lord healed us. Some of us, we were crying for the Lord to marry, to have a husband, to have a wife. Hallelujah. Finally, God has given you a husband. Finally, God has given you a wife. But now your wife has become a prayer complaint. Your husband has become a prayer complaint. All the time you are crying tears to the Lord. Lord, I want you to fix this man. Hallelujah. Lord, I hate this man. Praise be to God. Instead of saying, thank you, Lord. There are many women outside there that needs a husband. But the Lord, you gave me one. Thank you, Lord. There are many men that need a wife, but Lord, you have given me one. You have to learn to be grateful in life. Whoever is not grateful to the Lord, is difficult for the Lord to continue opening doors for them. So the Bible says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. You are not here just because you wanted to be here. You are here because God wanted you to be here. You have landed into this audio or to this message because God wanted you to be here. Hallelujah. Have you ever met with people that all they do is complain? They don't see anything good. All they do complain. That you can list everything they say is complain. I am telling you, run away from those people. Praise be to Jesus. Thank God for every little thing. There are people don't have even legs to walk with, but God has given you legs, but you're still complaining. There are people that their eyes are not seeing, but God has given you eyes. You're still complaining. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. There are people that are even complaining, Lord, the salary they give me is small. But there are people that are longing to have the job you have. There are people that are complaining that their car is not expensive. Praise be to God. But there are people that are driving bicycles. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. The kind of attitude you have can make God shut the gate. When you come with the wrong attitude before the Lord, when you come with the wrong attitude in the house of God, as if you came to the house of God to please your pastor, you haven't come with a grateful heart that, Father, you have given me another day to come and say thank you. Thank you for keeping me six days during the week. You kept me. You protected me. On the road, a lot of people had accidents, but I never had one. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, in this pandemic, a lot of people have lost their lives, but Father, you have kept me. Father, I am grateful. I will come to the house of God with thanksgiving. Praise be to Jesus. How much are you grateful to the Lord? How much? Do you know when your heart is grateful, it attracts God? Oh, satabalati kelekete. Gratefulness opens the oases for more. It opens. That's why the Bible says, bring to the Lord your sacrifices of thanksgiving. If God has done something so good to you, what have you brought before Him? Hallelujah. God bless you with a car. God bless you with a job. God bless you. You pass the interview. Hallelujah. Some of us will not even bring an offering of thanksgiving until your pastor says something. You didn't think that. Do you know how many people did that interview? Hallelujah. You know how many people could have got that opportunity? But God enabled you to get that opportunity. God enabled you to pass that interview. God enabled you to get that job. God enabled you to marry that wife. God enabled you to have access to that car. Praise be to Jesus. But when you come to the house of God, you come empty-handed, as if God has done nothing to you. Hallelujah. And you expect Him to open more doors for you. I am telling you, you are lying to yourself. It doesn't work like that. You have to be grateful with the small beginning, because the Bible says if you can be trusted with the little, now you can also be trusted with more. If you are stingy with the little, how can God trust you with more? When He gives you little in your hands, you disappear. Some people, the last time they got a job was the last time they stopped going to church. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Because they were just seeking Him for a job, but they are not grateful. Even when God opened that door for them, they did come to the house of God and say, Father, I am bringing this salary. I am bringing my first fruits for the Lord. But this job, you are the one that gave it to me. And this first salary, this first pay, I dedicate it to you as a thanksgiving sacrifice for opening that opportunity for me. When you get your first job, hallelujah, and you get the first pay, what do most people think about? Hallelujah. Festo, the first time you got your paycheck, what did you think about? Did you think about God? Did you think about giving your first fruits to the Lord? The Bible said the first belong to God. You see, for us to prosper in the will of God, we have to understand principles. Praise be to Jesus. The first belongs to God, because the first is what opens the doors for the rest. You know, when we don't give God the first, it means we have just locked that door. There could be more children behind. When Anna gave Samuel to the Lord, more children came from behind. When Mary gave Jesus to the Lord, more children came from behind. Praise be to Jesus. So sometimes the fast is a test of your faith if you will give it to the Lord. Praise be to Jesus. Hakuta shalani kalabahata labukunda zate. Yeko barada balato sobala bide kelede balanto zalabahanda zalabukutashai. Do know what God will give you. The first thing that God will give you is meant to open more greater doors. When God gives you a car, He means to give you a plane. In other words, whatever God gives, He intends to give something different. But it's just testing your faith. It's testing your faith in Him. Harata shali koto satana baba bushaya. When God gives you something, you know, for example, you may cry God for this mic, praise be to Jesus, but there's a better mic he wanted to give you. But he gave you something to start. You went for an interview for a job, for example. You went to seek for a job to become a watchman. Hallelujah. You may think that God just wanted you to be a watchman. But God wanted that 2 months from the day you become a watchman, you become a supervisor. You become a manager. You become a CEO 1 year later. Praise be to God. That was the intent of God. Because his God wants to make his children to be the head and never the tail. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. But the moment God made you to become a watchman, you forgot about your first fruits. You forgot about your tithes. You forgot about your thanksgiving. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And no wonder you have been a watchman for 10, 15 years. No promotion. Praise be to Jesus. Because you sat on your thanksgiving. You hate your thanksgiving. You failed to bring to the Lord the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a sacrifice. The Bible said, tell my people to bring to me the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Do you know there are people who can give their tithe and so on, but they don't give thanksgiving offering? Hallelujah. When you fail to give thanksgiving offering, it means you are an ungrateful child. In other words, you think that the things you have is because of your own effort, is because of your own intelligence, is because of your own connections. But when you thank God, when you bring offerings of thanksgiving to your maker, you are telling him, Lord, I know whatever I have has come from you. I thank you for this little that you have blessed me. I thank you for this car that you have blessed me with. I thank you for this job that you have opened the door for me. I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for the gift of life. I thank you for the husband that you have given me. I thank you for the child that you have given me. I thank you, Jesus, for the doors, for the blessings that you have poured. I thank you for healing me. There are people that God will even heal them, but they will not even come to testify. They will not even come to say thank you. They will not even bring an offering of thanksgiving. There are people that have spent millions and thousands of dollars in hospital, but they have come to the house of God and God has healed them and set them free, and they disappeared. Hallelujah. They are not coming back to the Lord and say, Lord, take this little to say, I just want to come to say thank you. I just want to come to say, Lord, I am grateful. You know, sometimes people think that God just wanted to heal you. The mind of God is so big. He didn't just want to heal you. He wanted to release authority and anointing that through you, many people will be healed from the same situation you are going through. He wanted to pour oil upon your head because he wanted to use you to heal the same people that went through what you are going through. But because you are not grateful, because you just picked up whatever you got and ran away, you miss something great that God wanted to give to you because your heart was not grateful to your maker. Your heart was not grateful for what he has done. Your heart did not hope to him. Hallelujah. Oh Shalababushai. Shikoto saladikendelete setelede babusai. Zaparada sepeleketele de babusaya. Leto satarade behende zetelete shatalada bahanda. Zakatarada bushala behende leto satarada busaya. Hakaraga da 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 do shatele baranta metele de busaya. I bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of Psalms. Psalms 116 verse 17. Hallelujah. The Bible says, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. I will read another scripture. Hallelujah. Psalms 107 verse 22. And let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Let them offer to the Lord the sacrifices of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. So the Lord wants us to offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So every time you come before the throne of grace, every time you want to enter into his gate, hallelujah, you have to bring the sacrifices of thanksgiving. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go back to the book of Psalms, chapter 100, verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Now you have entered his gates. Hallelujah. With thanksgiving. So thanksgiving open doors. You want doors to be open in your life. Live a grateful and a thankful life to the Lord. There are doors that will not open if you are not grateful. You want doors to be open in your life. Be grateful. Be grateful over every little thing he has done. Magnify his holy name. Magnify his holy name even when things seem not to work. Find a reason. Look around your life and find something you can give thanks to the Lord. In the name of Jesus. And into his courts with praise. Yes, you can enter his gates with now thanksgiving. Praise be to Jesus. But now the courts is like you are now approaching. Hallelujah. The courts is the place where now the 24 elders are sitting. You haven't reached the throne yet. Just like the parliament, hallelujah. You see, there's the place where the chairman is sitting, hallelujah, the speaker of the house, and there's a place where the members of parliament are sitting. That is the courts. Praise be to Jesus. So you haven't even approached the throne yet, hallelujah. But even in the courts, just to enter into the courts, you can't just step your feet there with nothing. Glory be to God. You have to enter with praise. Rabuzanda meketelegete bezende helekataya. The heavens hear the language of praise. Who are you praising? Do you know there are people that you have praised the devil too much? You have praised the villagers in your city too much. You have praised the witches in your city too much. You have praised the warlords in your town too much. Hallelujah. That even when you come before the court of God, you are still exalting the name of the devil instead of exalting the name of God. I am telling you, every problem is too little before Jehovah. Hallelujah. There are people that have magnified their sickness. There are people that have magnified their problems. There are people that have magnified wickedness to the extent that when they enter his courts, they have failed to praise God either, but they've praise their problems. They praise their shortcomings. Even when God has appeared to solve their issues, praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise is not in their mouth. You know, praise is a door opener of faith. You know, when you begin to praise somebody, it means you have faith in them. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And without faith, no man can please God. So if you know that is a God that is able to do what he says he will do, if you know he's a God that stands with his word, you need to praise him even when it doesn't feel like. You need to praise him even when you are not happy. You need to praise him even when you feel pain in your back. Praise be to God. Find a reason to praise God. There are people that when they are in situations, they stop praising God. They start praising their problem. They start praising their issue. They start praising their sickness. They start praising their cancer. To the extent some people you will hear saying, this is my cancer, this is my diabetes, this is what, you know, you have made a disease your praise. You have even claimed it. You call it your own. That cancer doesn't belong to you. That diabetes doesn't belong to you. That heart issue doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the devil. You are a child of God. Begin to praise him that through his stripes you have been made whole. Praise God. You know, Paul and Silas, they were in prison. They were locked in chains. But their mouth were not locked. Their mouth were not locked. Hallelujah. The Bible says at the midnight hour, these two men begin to praise God. These two men begin to praise God. These two men were unstoppable. And they were not praising God like babies. They were not praising God as men who are afraid. The Bible says all the gentlemen could hear them singing. Hallelujah. Don't tell us that you are just singing in your bedroom alone. Let the world know that you are a child of praise. Let the world know that you are a child of deliverance. Let the world know that no devil can keep you down. No devil, no bitterness, no anger. Nothing from the pit of darkness can keep a child of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, no prisoner can keep you. Because the lion of the tribe of Judah lives in you. No devil can keep you down on your feet. Hallelujah. When you begin to praise God, when you begin to lift up the name of Jesus, even the devils, even the demons will look at you and begin to wonder, because you are inviting the King of Glory to appear into the situation. You are inviting the God of heaven and earth. You are inviting Jehovah Gabor. You are inviting the creator of the heavens and the earth. You are inviting the Lord that have never lost any battle. You are inviting the Lord great and mighty. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how difficult the situation is. It doesn't matter the trouble that you have found yourself in. When you begin to praise him, he appears. The Bible says when Silas and Paul begin to praise him in the prison, the Bible says the angel appeared and opened the doors of the prisons and the chains were broken. When you begin to praise God, the chains on your feet will begin to break. When you begin to praise God, the scales on your eye will begin to fall. When you begin to praise God, the chains in your hands, you know, you can have spiritual chains in your hands and you don't know. You can have spiritual chains on your legs and you don't know. You can have a blindness in your eyes and you don't know. But when you begin to praise God, there are things that will begin to happen. When you begin to praise God, God will begin to deliver you. So if you have been waiting for somebody to pray for you, for somebody to lay hands on you, for somebody to pray for your healing, all you need to do is to begin praying. praising God, is to begin giving glory to God, is begin lifting the name of Jesus. That Father want to lift you, Father want to worship you, Father want to praise you. The Bible says, bless he the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. When you begin to praise him, even when your body is telling you otherwise, when you begin to praise him, even when your mind is telling you otherwise, but you are going to tell, Lord, I will praise you, because you are bigger than my problem. You are bigger than this prison. You are bigger than this shortcoming. You are bigger than the generational curses that have put my people in bondage. You are bigger than the city. You are bigger than the powers that have held people in captivity in this land. And Lord, I want to praise you. I want to praise you above every chaos, above every violence, above every poverty. I want to praise you out of them all. Out of them all. I want to praise you. Abakoto parite se balantami. Agalaganaz zadarate si barano. Apelete zebelete penia. Lakwashe shabilike tebilito so balantani. As I praise you, the chains are being broken. As I praise you, my eyes are being opened. As I praise you, the sickness in my body is gone. As I praise you, I receive my healing. I receive my breakthrough. As I praise you, generational strongholds are broken. As I praise you, oh Bazada, the angel of the Lord has entered into the camp of the enemy. As I praise you, the altars of darkness are set on fire. As I praise you, generational strongholds are set on fire. As I praise you, curses are broken. As I praise you, the spirit of liberty, the spirit of deliverance has entered my home, has entered my life, has entered my mind, has entered my soul, has entered my spirit, and I can never be the same. I can never be the same when I praise you. I can never be the same when I lift up your name. I can never be the same when I exalt the name of Jesus. I will exalt you above every situation. I will exalt you above every devil, above every sickness, above every problem, above every depression. Agasholia lekwanamanta. I will praise you even in that prison. Use your mouth well. Don't complain. The devil have not tied your mouth. Begin to praise God. Hallelujah. Tell the devil, I'm gonna praise. Hallelujah. I'm gonna praise the Lord in the name of Jesus. The book of Psalms 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquity, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed. Can you put the music for me? So that their youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of God. We begin to see, when we begin to praise God, when we begin to praise God, things begin to happen. Things begin to happen. Praise be to Jesus. Lift it up for me. Hallelujah. Things begin to happen when you begin to praise God. Things begin to happen. Hallelujah. So the more you shut your mouth, the more you stop blessing God, the more you stop glorifying God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. There are benefits that come from the Lord. Hallelujah. There are benefits. Number one, benefits of praising God is healing, is restoration. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. When you praise God, you receive healing. In the midst of praise, your body is healed. Your body is restored. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. There are benefits we receive from the Lord. The one, number one, the Bible says, who healeth all thy iniquities. Hallelujah. When we praise God, God heals us of our iniquities. God heals us of our diseases. Praise be to God. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities. Hallelujah. When we praise God, God forgives us. There are things that God will just forgive you because you praise him. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, there are sins that you did, some you don't even know you did them, but when you begin to praise him, he will forgive you. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. There are diseases that could have entered your body that you don't even know their existence. When you praise him, he will heal you out of them. There could be destruction that the devil has set to bring you down. There could be destruction in the workplace. There could be a road accident waiting for you. There could be a problem waiting for you. Hallelujah. But because you praised him, the Bible says, who redeemed thy life from destruction? Who redeemed thy life? Do you know you are about to enter into a wrong relationship, but the Lord redeemed you because you are living a life of praise. When you begin to live a life of praise, the Lord will redeem you from trouble. The Lord will redeem you from that girlfriend that wants to entangle your life. The Lord will redeem you from that guy that wants you to enter into the Freemasonry. The Lord will redeem you from wickedness. The Lord will redeem you from wrong company. The Lord will redeem you from bad decisions. The Lord will redeem your life in the name of Jesus. When you live a life of praise, the Bible says, I will crown thee with loving kindness. Who is it that doesn't want to be loved? The Bible says, I will crown you with loving kindness. With loving kindness. In other words, your life will find favor before the eyes of God. You will be loved with men. When you begin to live a life of praise, he said, I will crown you. Do not to be crowned. It means to be given a privilege. People will love you for no reason. People will want to give to your person for no reason, because when they look at you, they see somebody who has been loved with God. They see the kindness of God. They see the mercies of God upon your life. And the Bible says, I will crown thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Aburata Shelia Leguana Sidarita Sebine Kelegnanta. Do not tender mercy, soft mercy, tender, gentle, halakashadi kalagananta. Tender mercy, baranda zikalegananta, will be your portion. Hallelujah. Do not, there are things you have done wrong, but because of his tender mercy, you will find forgiveness. Barada Zante, even the things that you don't deserve will be given unto you because of tender mercy. You may not deserve that position, you may not deserve that opportunity, but because of tender mercy, that opportunity could have been given to somebody else because you messed. You know, there are people, when they messed, they lose their opportunity. There are people today, they can be very talented, very gifted, but because of the things they did, because of the lifestyle they lived. For example, you found yourself in a polygamous marriage, and God has called you to be a pastor, and the church community will say, because you have been in a polygamous marriage, you can't be a pastor. Hello? Have you heard something like that? They will say, because of the life you lived, we can't give you this opportunity to lead. But when the tender mercies, oh Zalabashaya, when the tender mercies of God come upon your life, it will open opportunities and doors that you don't deserve. It will open positions of favor, of management, of growth that you don't deserve. Others will work, but you will be the one to harvest. Have you ever seen people harvesting things they never worked for? Hallelujah. They go to a place and doors are opening for them, not because they work for them, but because the tender mercies of God is working for them. I need thy tender mercy. When you begin to praise him, the things that people shed blood to get, you will not shed blood. The things that people sweat to get, you will not sweat to get. They will be given to your bosom. They will be given to your bosom. The Bible said this blessing shall overtake you. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, gozada rade zegele de bazanda mende zikatile kete zinikile koto zada bali. When the Lord releases tender mercies upon your life, you will not chase after blessing. Blessing will chase after you, and they will not just chase after you, they will chase after you and overtake you. Halabushatai. Before you even ask of it, the Lord will have given it to you. Hallelujah. When we begin to praise him, there are things that before even you ask of, you will find that somebody left it at your door. So, how did this person know that I needed this thing? The blessings of God can overtake you. The blessings of God can run after you. Hallelujah. Do you know what? Can you imagine you are running and something is chasing you? Hallelujah. Something you are running and something is chasing after you. Something is chasing after you. Praise be to Jesus. Wherever you are going, the blessing of God is going with you. It's going with you. And it reaches a time the blessings of God will overtake you. Because what God wants to give you is far much beyond what you have ever imagined, what you have ever thought about. The place that God wants to take you is a place of abundance. It's a place that you have never imagined of. So he wants us to praise him. It will bring you to a place where you will not be able to count your blessings. He tells Abraham that I will make your children to be like the stars of heaven. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. How great is our God. Innumerable as the stars, as the sand of the sea are innumerable. The Lord is saying, I will bless you in a way that you will not be able to count it all. You won't even be able to know how much money you have in your bank account. When God began to bless you, oh Shalabai, you won't even be able to count your riches. Because every hour, every minute, your account will be running. Kwa, 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 kwa. Praise be to Jesus. When God began to bless you, because you're praising. Number 5, the Bible says, I will satisfy thy mouth with good things. I will satisfy thy mouth. How many people want their mouth to be satisfied with good things? Hallelujah. Thy mouth. I will satisfy your mouth. You know, when you speak, you will speak goodness. When you speak, you will speak mercy. You will speak favor. You will speak of the things that God has done for you. You will speak of his salvation. You will speak of his
deliverance. You will testify of the goodness of the Lord. Do you know when your life is full of trouble, all you speak about is problems. But when the Lord satisfies your mouth with good things, it means that the Lord has been good to you. He said, test and see that the Lord is good. The Bible says he will satisfy your mouth with good things. That every time you open your mouth, you are speaking of his goodness. This God has been too good for me. Let me talk about him. Let me talk how far he has brought me. Let me talk how he has delivered me. Let me talk how he delivered me from alcoholism. Let me talk how he promoted me. Let me talk how he has given me long life. Let me talk how he has blessed my home. He will satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like eagles. He will satisfy your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like eagles. You will go from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from grace to grace. Hallelujah. Every time you appear, you will not look like a whole granny. You will not look like a whole grandpa. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord will renew your youth like eagle. Your strength will not be abated in the mighty name of Jesus, because praise is in your mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand on our feet in the name of Jesus. Today I talked about praise and thanksgiving. I talked about praise and thanksgiving. I want us to unlock our destiny by praise and thanksgiving. For today, I want you to give the Lord the fruits of your lips. You may not have anything tangible to give, but I want you to give the Lord the fruits of your lips. Thank him for the things he has done. Thank him for the things he's going to do. In the name of Jesus, begin to thank him. I want to hear your voices. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Do not be ashamed. Haba zala busalia katu saladai. Ye porobo zala bikende lete sele bihende zeretai. Rabo buzala bikete lede bezende rede bokoto soparadi. Zabolono shanda meterede bazanda lata bazanda. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you for this far that you have brought us as a ministry. Father, we thank you this far you have brought us as a family. Father, we thank you, Jehovah God. We thank you for keeping us in safety. We thank you, Jehovah God, for provision. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the eyes that we have. We thank you for the breath of life. We thank you for the shelter. We thank you for the food that you have provided. We thank you, Jesus, for safety on the road. We thank you, Jehovah God, for giving us an opportunity to be in the land of the living, because we are here to praise you. We are here to give you all the glory, all the honor. It all belongs to you, Jesus. I have a reason to praise you today. I have a reason to magnify your name. I have a reason to lift you. I have a reason to exalt you. And Father, I want to praise you. I want to praise you. I want to praise you in the morning. I want to praise you in the noontime. I want to praise you in the evening. I want to praise you in the night. I want to praise you all the time. With the fruits of my lips, I will bless you. I will worship you. I will declare of your majesty. I will declare of your goodness concerning my life. Your goodness concerning your church. Your goodness concerning your servants. Barata bizende leturabine. Yes, shalagi de gelegada balata bilekete pelegeda balate. Agamana handa belete se pelegedae. Egada balanda balati pelete bazende rebuzaya. I praise you, Lord. I praise you. Let I break forth with praise. I break forth every prison with praise. Every prison in my mind, I break you with praise. Every prison in my body, every prison in my hands. Every fetters, I break you with praise. I praise you, Zaradine Ketalege Beneza. Abala Bababo Shatali Ketoro Bababo Shale. E Karagana Mahanda Bilekete Pele de Berete Sepere de Ketereba. Our praise you, Rabba Zandere Bakoto Salibineta. Ricoto Zalabine Kende Belete Sebelete Salabi. E Parada Bahanda Belete Belente Zele Petele Bozadia. Le Quata Pecate Belete Sepere de Kendele Berata. La Quasha Shabile Kendu Zoparani. Le Quata Pecate Bileta Sapere de Kendele Berata. We praise you, Lord. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the power. E kashada balatosa. E kashia dalabahando zoparade. E kaparagadize zenderebazanda. With a grateful heart I come before you. With a grateful heart abazanda. I enter into your gates with praise. E rabababa. I enter into your gates with thanksgiving. I enter into your courts with praise. I enter into your gates with thanksgiving. I enter into your courts with praise. I enter into your gates with thanksgiving. I enter maziko okona handa mindele sita leko baria diano susopanate. Let thy power now fall. Let thy glory now fall. Let thy glory now fall. Let thy power now fall. Let thy glory now fall. Let the prison doors be open. Make a shift. Kalaganantosia, Lebenes, Sendelete Berita, Razia Catabileke de Belete Zekile Ketelada, Ebarano Zoparita Seke de Letta. Let chains break, chains of affliction break, chains of depression break, chains of pain break, chains of disease break, chains of cancer break, chains of blindness break, 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 break. Breaker, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Every chains of limitations, every limitations in my mind, every limitations in my spirit, break in the name of Jesus. Break in the name of Jesus. For the burden shall be lifted upon their shoulder, and the yoke shall be broken because of the anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. When I praise you, Jesus, the yoke is broken. When I praise you, the yoke of affliction is broken. When I praise you, the yoke of depression is broken. When I praise you, the yoke of infirmity is broken. When I praise you, the yoke of rejection is broken. When I praise you, for loving kindness shall you crown me with your tender mercy. Rabazanda mekoto salabiketele. Just lay your hands on your head and say, Father, crown me with loving kindness. Crown me with your tender mercy. Lay your hands on you and say, Father, crown me with mercy. Crown me with your tender mercy. Ebazanda lepokota salike demanta. Crown my life, oh Jehovah, with loving kindness, oh Jesus. Let your loving kindness crown me. Let your tender mercy be crowned upon my head. But wherever I go, I will find mercy. Wherever I go, I will find favor in thy sight, in the sight of your people, in the sight of the doors of the nations. In the mighty name of Jesus, your mercies will speak for me. Your tender kindness, your tender mercies will speak for me. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We are going to pray for our offering. In the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I lift up the offering of your people, their thanksgiving of sacrifices, their tithes, their first fruits. I present them before the altar of grace. I present them before the altar of fruitfulness. I present them before the altar of
of filling up the altar of blessings of God, the altar of multiplications, that Father, I pray that bless the offering I present before you with thanksgiving. Whatever people are giving towards this altar of restoration of the tent of David, I pray let it be blessed. Let it multiply in the hands of the Lord. Let it be fruitful. Let it fill the earth in the name of Jesus. I pray even those that the Lord are giving towards this sanctuary, that are giving towards the affairs of this house, that Father, their hands will not lack bread, that Father, you will rebuke the devourer on their behalf in the name of Jesus, that Father, you will open the floodgates of heaven, that you will pour a blessing that they will not have enough room to keep in the name of Jesus, that the doors, their gates are open in the mighty name of Jesus, that favor shall be their portion in the name of Jesus, protection shall govern their home. Whatever they have is protected by the jealousy of God in the name of Jesus. Bless their coming in and their going out. And the Lord of Israel, the King of glory, the God of Abraham, I pray that now bless your people. May you cause your face to shine upon them. May your tender mercies be their portion. May you be gracious to them in Jesus' mighty name. Make them to be great in the land. May their children be occupied the gates of their enemy. May they shine for Jesus in this dispensation. Wherever they go, they are blessed. Their children are blessed. Their homes are blessed. Their jobs are blessed. The work of their hands are blessed. And they are preserved and covered by the precious blood of Jesus. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah.
While you're preaching, about the great tender mercies of God, I was like in a dream or in a vision, and I saw in that vision, the Lord reminded me back then when I was looking for a job, and I got the job, and I didn't give the first fruit to the church because I had no knowledge about that. So I was asking myself, why did it take long for God to increase my salary? I was asking in the vision. And then he said it was just because of his tender mercies, but you had to give a sacrifice. When you give your sacrifice, it's like you are keeping food in stores for the future use. So while he was saying that, I saw myself like after 4 years, 4 to 5 years, my salary got raised. Then I asked him, how comes I was earning 10,000 and it went to 30,000 Kenyan shillings? Wow. Then he said, it is not because you are, because then I was not tithing, but I was helping my mom and taking care of our family needs. So he said that the reason why that happened is not because you gave any sacrifice in the house of God, but it was all because of tender mercies of the Lord. So he told me, now he was showing me, like now, when we started giving tithes in the house of the Lord, he said, it is not you giving, but it has been happening because of the consistency of your husband, the servant. Then he said, when you are giving your tithes and offerings and the seeds in the house of the Lord, it's like there was something like a pin, and that thing, it was like a needle, like a like a needle, and behind it there was a red ribbon. A red ribbon behind it. So that ribbon went through the hole of that needle. And there was a book, a small book, very small book, not so small, but medium in size. So he said, while you are giving your tithe in the house of the Lord, it's like this pin and the ribbon, the red ribbon. So that red ribbon signified the blood. So when he told me, when you are giving, it's like you are putting this pin and the ribbon inside this book. So you are supposed to fill this book with those ribbons. So when I put my ribbons,